Welcome to My Hard Songs podcast number 55, Older and Wiser. Today I am 1 year older and 1 year closer and 1 year further and 1 year in between, just today. Many friends with birthdays this month, fellow Cancerians on their water evolution to awareness. We can use our birthdays as momentous markers on our journey towards conscious aging. Each might represent a Karen on the well-worn path of waking up to everything we hold most dear. How are we spending our time? Are our lives meaningful? Our daily actions congruent with our most cherished values? We've survived another year, each season bringing its joys and significant trials. We can empower the occasion with contemplative journaling or time in a special place of intimate significance, and take stock of our personal vitality indicators. Are we still able to do what brings us joy, experience a sense of aliveness, and feel peaceful and content? Examining what might be our own particular essential components of still living a good life, we can celebrate our birthday observance as compost for creating a good death. Chinese birthday tradition calls for eating a plate of long noodles, slurping them in as far as possible before biting down, a symbol of longevity. Given unlimited birthday magic, what might we place inside our personal piñata? Pain-free days, a new creative passion, a cancer cure, or the great gift of more time with friends and other loved ones. When we close our eyes and blow out that numbered candle, what do we wish for? I celebrate my beginnings and live each day in recognition of my endings. The Bhagavad Gita, a 700-verse Sanskrit scripture that is part of the Hindu epic Mahabharata, reminds us we are not cabin dwellers born to a life crammed and confined. We are meant to explore, to seek, to push the limits of our potential as human beings. The world of the senses is just a base camp. We are meant to be as much at home in consciousness as in the world of physical reality. We're taught from an early age that what is most important is following the rules established by family, school, community, and culture in general. At some point, many of us wake up to the fact that we've been living someone else's version of life and that something large and undefined is lacking, some piece of our own destiny that has been denied or squandered or repressed. As we acknowledge that aging is indisputably upon us, the yearning to create a bucket list may seem overwhelming. What do we still want, need, desire, and absolutely have to experience before we die or become incapable of doing it? What if such a litany of to-dos was exchanged for a compendium of new ways of being? Rather than travel to that exotic destination, the quest might be to finally deal skillfully with our anger, tame our fears, calm our restless mind, and deepen intimacy with those we profess to love. Everything might be in service to opening our hearts as never before. Krishnamurti offers this wise counsel: it is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Every morning we're potentially greeted by all that is wrong in the world, its violence, divisiveness, mindless consumerism, and immense suffering for many for lack of human survival basics, not to mention our own individual getting on in years health issues. It's an age-old question, how to feel content and welcome happiness in spite of all these worldly challenges threatening to overwhelm us. Others may place us in boxes, but that pales in comparison to the prison walls we tend to build for ourselves. Especially as we age, we may decide that certain things are no longer worth doing since we can't do them as well, or we let our natural curiosity and imagination wither on the vine of growing old. To stay engaged or to retreat in solitude is a daily choice. If we feel the world at large has ceased to find us of any use, we may simply fade away and validate that opinion. A repository of vital friends can keep us involved enough to remain active in our community and to keep our inner world stimulated. Until our last breath, every human, in my opinion, needs a center and an edge, a place of quiet contemplation, and a frontier of new possibility. Once we cease to find a healthy balance between the two, we are merely dying on the installment plan. Some of us are lucky, in the sense that we discover early what really turns on the flow of happiness. Childhood play morphs into adult work, infused by a lifelong passion and curiosity, an inexplicable raison d'être that suffuses our earliest dreams. While aging storms through our being, the familiar bliss of losing ourselves in this element, whatever its creative form, is always nearby, a comforting repository of discipline and growth. Even as we accept that our abilities have long ago reached their peak, we still take pleasure from that which has sustained us for so long. We're not the rock star, the innovator, or the jock we once were, but the game goes on. There is the satisfaction of having achieved some degree of mastery, even if the activity was relegated to the status of hobby or avocation. But more important is that we still revel in the spark of possibility it excited in us years ago. We need to only give ourselves permission to embrace our familiar source of joy, as one enjoys a cup of warm tea in the sun on a cold winter's day. Especially on my birthday, I can remember what always brought me joy and allow myself to experience that today. Thanks again for listening, and remember, your friends and family can sign up at myheartsongs.org.